Okay, we're going to begin teaching number 4.
我们今天开始第四堂课。
We're continuing on the second set of notes.
我们看第二章的讲义。
And then paragraph I.
第 I 最大点就在讲义第十一页 ,page 11.
That's where we left off at the break, page 11.
就是我们上一堂课我们停在这边。
To bring clarification about the Holy Spirit's role.
就是我要再进一步的来讲明圣灵的他的角色。
The Holy Spirit has been given to us to exalt Jesus.
圣灵赐下给我们是为了要来高举耶稣。
He exalts the Word of God and He exalts Jesus.
他高举耶稣也高举神的话。
Or better to say, He honors the Word of God and He exalts Jesus.
或者更好来讲，就是他来尊崇神的话跟耶稣。
So the Father is first in authority, the Son is second in authority, and the Holy Spirit is the servant of the Father and the Son.
那所以呢，父神是最高的权柄，然后子神是第二个，而圣灵是父神跟子神像是仆人一样。
He is fully God, like the Father and the Son, but he has the role of the servant within the Godhead.
那就是说，他在父神跟子神，他是跟他同等，就是圣灵跟他们两位同等，但他所扮演的角色是像仆人一样。
He's under the authority of the Father and the Son.
而他是在父神跟子神的权柄之下。
So when the passage says that the Lord is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is only Lord in regard of our relationship to Him, meaning between us and Him, He's the boss.
所以我们刚刚提到哥林多后书三章十七节说，主就是那灵，他只讲到我们跟他的关系，他是主人。
We don't tell Him what to do; He tells us what to do.
这不是我们告诉圣灵要做什么，乃是圣灵指示我们。
But in relationship to the Father and the Son, He serves under their authority.
那但是当圣灵我们跟他讲说是跟父神子神他们三者的关系的话他是在他们两位的权柄之下
which is a statement of his humility because he is equally God but he has the third role of authority
这边所彰显表达出来就是说他里面的这样的一个谦和因为他事实上他们三位是同等的
so the Holy Spirit always exalts Jesus when we encounter him
所以当我们与圣灵相遇的时候他永远都是高举耶稣的
Because Jesus is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
因为耶稣是万王之王万主之主。
Okay, Roman numeral, letter I.
我们看 I 最大点。
In Ephesians 4, verse 23 and 24.
以弗所书四章二三二四节。
It says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man.
他说你的心智要改换一新而且穿上新人。
As we walk in the spirit, we are renewed in the spirit of our mind.
当我们在圣灵而行，在圣灵中行的时候呢，我们的心思会被改换。
The spirit of our mind talks about the whole atmosphere of our thinking.
当我们讲到心思里面的这样一个灵，是讲的是我们心思所处的一个光景这个状态。
When the spirit of our mind is changed, our point of view, our paradigm.